Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today.
A warm hug, Nehemiah 8:10. Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." I have unfortunately heard this verse quoted by well-meaning people as they apologize for their tears at the loss of one they loved. They will say, "I know I shouldn't grieve, for the joy of the Lord is my strength." When you understand the setting in which Nehemiah spoke these words, you come to understand that it is saying nothing about what we should feel at such moments in our lives. The people of Israel had returned from exile in Babylon. Ezra and Nehemiah are engaged with the people in rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. Nehemiah brings the people together to hear the words of Moses. He wants them to remember all that God had done for them, why they were a special, called-apart people, and what God required from them. As Ezra reads and explains Moses' words, some begin to weep because they realize they were not following God's word. Nehemiah says, "Do not weep. This day is holy to the Lord. Eat sent food to those who do not have any. Don't be sad, because the joy from the Lord is your strength." They're coming to an awareness of their failings, and with it the resolve to do better should be a time of joy, not sadness. This reminds me when our children were small. They had committed some infraction. We would sit down and talk about what they had done, why it was wrong, and the consequences of their actions. Usually after some tears, but more importantly, requests for forgiveness and pledges to do better, we would hug, and in that moment they felt reassured and went away, not in sorrow, but in joy. This warm hug is what God offers to each of us. When we confess, we are not to dwell on our mistakes with tears and grief, but instead to hear the words of forgiveness and love. And like my children, we are to turn to the future filled with joy. Through God's forgiveness, we are strengthened to face the future, and like the people of Israel, we are encouraged to share this joy with others. Let us pray. Loving God, we are so grateful that you love us, forgive us, and teach us. Remind us when we fail that you are with us, and in your presence we find strength and joy. Amen.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.